The National Football League is supposed to have a 2020 season, with the rookies reporting this week and the vets on July 28th. But in the new pandemic world, supposed to's are now maybes, and maybes have become wait and sees. A huge cloud of uncertainty and anxiety hangs over this NFL season. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. So glad you've carved out some time for us. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need. And if you'd like to give, you can certainly do so quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Veteran linebacker Sam Acho is a member of the National Football League Players Association Executive Committee. So he's as aware of the situation right now, the current situation as far as the 2020 season in the NFL as anybody. And he is back with me today on Sports and Commentary. So Sam, welcome. Thanks for taking time again. Give me your best guess on if there will be an NFL season this year and what that might look like.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because we've been in negotiations with the ownership as far as what will happen this season, how to keep players safe. I think it's going to be hard to keep players safe just because we're playing in the midst of a pandemic. And so do I think a season will be played? Yes. Do I think that the season will be played all 16 games and playoffs? No. I think that there's too much of a risk, and I think that just with where our pandemic lies, I don't think there's a way to fit football into a global pandemic.
Yeah, like I said, wait and see. It's a very fluid situation. Well, you were at Buffalo and Tampa last year. What's your playing situation right now, Sam?
Yeah, so right now I'm a free agent. I'm really excited because I'm training and getting ready for an upcoming season, but God has done something new in my life. About a year and a half ago, I had this vision and passion to start writing. God revealed to me that I'm a writer, and so I started writing this book that I'm so excited about. It just got available for pre-order at sammachobook.com, and it's a book about what it means to be seen, known, and loved by Jesus. And so my desire, obviously, is to I'd love to continue to play, but more than anything, I want this book to get in people's hands. So I think that when they read it, they'll understand the love of Jesus, and they'll understand that they are worth getting to know. They'll get a freedom that they didn't have before. This world oftentimes tries to fit us into boxes and tries to hold us back. And God says, no, I see you. Like he said to the woman at the well, I see you. Like he said to the prostitute caught in adultery, I see you. Like he said to Zacchaeus up in the tree, I see you, I see you, I see you. Now come and dine with me.
Yeah, he was always about restoring people's lives, giving them new life in a personal faith in Jesus. All right, so you played for four NFL teams. Started out with Arizona, drafted by the Cardinals, 4 years in Chicago, Buffalo, and Tampa last year. Where did you have the most fun playing?
Yeah, I would say the place where I grew the most and had the most fun, but also the most hardships, was Chicago. Chicago, I played 4 years for the Bears after my 4 years with the Cardinals before my last year with Tampa Bay. Chicago was a trying season in a myriad of ways. I believe God brought me here to grow me. I believe God brought me here to discipline me. I believe God brought me here to show me what he has for me, but I also believe that he wanted to teach me that it's going to take time. Things don't happen overnight, and it's going to take time, and that's what I've seen during my time playing with the Bears. That success, we started off 5-11 and 3-13 and 4-12, and my first 3 years. And my last year, we were 12-4 and went to the playoffs. Right, success takes time. Hard work, all hard work leads to profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. And so those are some of the lessons that I'm learning, and those are some of the good and the bad that comes with living in this life.
Yeah, and these past few days, Sam, we've had a chance to tell a story about how you brought the city together, one part of the city of Chicago, the community, the kids, with police, city leaders, and sports stars to talk about race relations, bring people together, let them dialogue and talk. The experiences that you've had as a Chicago Bear that you just mentioned, Is that the reason that you have such a passion for the city of Chicago and its people?
I think so. Honestly, I've been trying to figure out what the heck is going on because God is, for whatever reason, has been leading me back here time and time again. I remember getting released by the Bears, and that was a tough time, but also I felt like I was right in the palm of his hands. Even though I would get injured and released and my house flooded and all these different things. I talk about all this in the book as well, and Let the World See You. I felt like I was right in the palm of God's hand. And so I left Chicago. I went, as we talked about, I was with Buffalo for a little bit and was with Tampa Bay, and I found myself back in Chicago. And then I left again, and I found myself back in Chicago. And it seems like every time I'm here, it's like a launching pad. God is helping me to take off. And so that's why this feels like home. This feels like where God would have me. Maybe it's because of my time here playing, but I think there's something deeper. I see a city that's in need. I see a city that's hurting, and I want to be here to help.
Good for you. All right. What was it again? SamOchoBook.com?
Yep, SamOchoBook.com. It's called Let the World See You. And like I said, prepare for you. We're just your whole view on life to be changed. The freedom that comes when you're you, God gets the glory. People around you benefit, and the world around you will thrive when you're you. So that's what will happen. You pick this book up, and you'll get a close relationship with the Lord and also with an understanding of his love for you.
All right. Can't wait to see it. Sam Ocho, thanks for coming back with us here on Sports and Commentary. Appreciate you spending all this time with us. God bless you.
Awesome. Thank you.